Hat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Paul's joined us on the Love Family Lawyers text line. Definitely no sport Christmas Day. Play backyard cricket if you're that desperate to have some sport. Well, I mean, everyone plays backyard cricket on Christmas Day, don't they?
Yeah, but there's so many fewer backyards these days. Yeah, and they're so smaller. So, and people aren't going to parks like they used to because of security issues throughout the weeks, you know, not necessarily on Christmas Day. So, yeah, you've got to maintain those sorts of behaviours.
Maybe it'd be better for me, actually, if there was sport on Christmas Day, because normally after Christmas Day, when the kids insist that Uncle Paddy bowl a few overs, I can't move for the next 3 days.
No, that's right.
Every muscle in my body is seized. Hey, yeah, the new Kia Niro electric SUV range has arrived, Heels, and that means it's a Kia conversation starter. Is Melbourne entitled to feel aggrieved at the way Brandon Smith has handled himself in recent days? And on the face of it, you've got to say yes. Of course he has.
Yeah, he's been a bit obvious in his comments of his desire to go somewhere else. So they've supported him very, very well. They've sort of created him. They've sort of made room for him. Harry Grant has been on the bench because he has provided great value to Melbourne. But that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do if you're good enough to do that. And he's certainly done that. But he's gone over the top this week, I reckon.
Yeah, look, he's a hell of a player. There's no doubt about that. And he, I think, probably got treated with a little bit of kid gloves over the white powder scandal post-grand final. I think Melbourne have looked after him. Not that he has to remain, you know, completely loyal to Melbourne. He's a free agent as of 2023, and he's allowed to go wherever he wants to go and he can do it. And he's done it thoroughly by all reports. He's been spotted and seen everywhere from Townsville down. Dolphins were very hopeful that they'd had him as one of their major signings. But it doesn't look like it's going that way. I mean, he might be playing us all at the end of the day. But I doubt it. It looks like he's going to the Roosters.
Melbourne mightn't be as aggrieved as it's been reported as well. They might be more confident than aggrieved that they're going to get a chance to talk to him and talk him into staying.
Well, he's due back. Well, he's due to start training next week. So we'll see. But look, there were too many reports around that, you know, starting with Matt Tripp, the chair, down to, you know, the Frank Panisis and the Bellamy's in the football department, that they're filthy with him.
Yeah.
And over a couple of things, the interview that he did do, I mean, we offered him the chance of having a chat up here. He was in Brisbane for quite a while with his, you know, with his family. And we wanted, obviously, you know, wanted to get him on camera, just telling us what he thought. The only time he really appeared on camera was up here when he was leaving the Dolphins meeting, which, you know, tended to become an open secret. And he just said, oh, no, I've just been in playing the pokies. But he's decided to do this podcast, which went for the best part of an hour. And, yeah, it was a foul-mouthed 55-minute piece where he basically pledged allegiance to the Roosters and said they're the greatest club on earth.
Yeah.
So if I was Melbourne, I would be filthy.
It's always been an entertaining canon. But, you know, he'd always have a nice quip about Bellamy or one of his teammates or whatever, and quite entertaining and fun, but he's become a loose cannon this week, I reckon.
Well, look, he was very, you know, happy to talk about Bellamy and give him a rap and a Melbourne, but then coming out and saying, oh, you know, the fabric of this Roosters has got me and I've been won over. Yeah, it doesn't hold much water with me. The all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range. It's available as a hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, or full electric. Give them a go. They're apparently absolutely fantastic.
Now, Paddy, before we go to the break, one last request. Who is the most successful Australasian sporting team? It's an Australian one. No one's even come in with a guess. So the most successful Australasian sporting club this year, and say for the last 5 years. I think the survey went for the last 5 years or 4 years.
Yeah, it's an analysis of performances over the 5 years presented by Platinum Asset Management and Gainline Analytics. So you'll be a little bit surprised.
We won't announce it. No. We will not announce unless we get some listener in.
You've got to throw the Storm in there just for, you know, they've been constant top performers. Got to throw the Crusaders in Super Rugby. They've been fantastic. But who do you think is the top-performing football side in Australasia over the last 5 years? We'll leave you with something to think about there. You can join us on the Brighton Homes Open
it's
Line.
Football on 13, only, 13, is it?
55. Yeah, I'm our best sporting team.
Yeah.
Yeah, an analysis of the best sporting team.
Thank you.
Or text us on the Love Family Lawyers text line 0467 736 736. That's 0467 SEN.